In Tallahassee, the parties in power, and it's been the Republicans for years, have grown used to designing political districts that preserve their majority year after year. When voters approved the Fair Districts Amendments and prohibited gerrymandering, the change hit the Florida legislature like an earthquake, particularly in the House. Several members found themselves drawn into the same districts as other incumbents. Rather than run against each other, some left the legislature altogether. Others packed up to try their luck in different districts.
Unfortunately, in my race, neither one of us could move, and so here we are.
Democrat John Patrick Julian, formerly of District 104, is now seeking re-election in 107, and so is the District 103 incumbent, Democrat Barbara Watson.
It's always difficult to run against a friend and a colleague, but truth be told, it's one of those things where you're having a competition. You have athletes that compete against friends. Sometimes you have athletes, in the case of the Williams sisters, that compete against family members.
Julian has kept his cordial relationship with Watson, and the feeling appears to be mutual. But Watson does not like the situation. Their district is in and around the mostly African-American city of Miami Gardens. Once the area had two black representatives.
You definitely will be eliminating one of those faces. Our numbers are now even being dwindled small to a lesser degree. We're going to lose one of them.
In South Miami-Dade County, kind of a different story. Jose Felix Diaz and Ana Rivas Logan, both Republican incumbents, are also in the same district, 116. He says their mutual friends don't know how to act anymore. Organizations are giving them useless joint endorsements or not endorsing at all. Meanwhile, because they have to keep pointing out how they differ from each other, the campaign has turned harshly negative, and Diaz and Logan can no longer stand each other.
It's been quite interesting to interact. We see each other often. We're typically at the same events. And what used to be a very cordial relationship has soured, and unfortunately, it's not what it used to be.
Logan did not return calls to her district office by our deadline. In Broward County, Democrat Evan Jenny was drawn into the same district as his friend Joe Gibbons. He figured the Republicans who ran the redistricting committee might be messing with him for his work as Democratic whip.
And killed a lot of stuff that Republican leadership wanted to see passed, and I had blood on my hands.
But rather than run against Gibbons, Jenny decided not to seek re-election. He launched a campaign for a county commission seat, thought twice about it.
Yeah, it just looked kind of boring to me.
And then dropped out of that. He says he'll return to private life in November and begin planning his return to the legislature. Analyst Peter Schorsch, who writes the influential blogs Inside the Lines and St. Peter's Blog, says all that personal and political upheaval is unlikely to bring a lot of change to the Republican-dominated Florida House.
You know, there was a lot of talk at the beginning that the House was going to end up being 8 or 9 seats less Republican. Looking at the maps right now and, you know, the polling that I've seen, you know, there's a chance the House Republicans may actually extend their majority.
That's because of voter behavior, says Schorsch, not district lines. He thinks the money spent on developing the gerrymandering rules and presenting them to the voters might have been better spent on recruiting more and better candidates. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.